You look at how close these playoff games can be. You think about that play at the end of the first half. The ball goes off Neal's knees right into your hands. That shows just how little margin for error there is in the postseason.
Absolutely. And, you know, for us, that was a, you know, mistake on his part. And good luck on ours that, you know, just bounced right to our hands that ended up leading the points for us. So, I mean, everything matters all year long, but really now. Because all of a sudden they're driving. If we don't score at the end of the half, they're driving at the end of the game to kick a game-winning field goal. So, or to put them in position with the field goal. So it's just the little things. Everything adds up. Everything matters. That's why you have to be as clean as possible at all times.
Have you ever made another play like that? Is that strange like that happened? Do you remember?
That's probably, I've caught tip passes. Boy, that was the weirdest. I mean, it thing went 15 yards. You know what I mean? Like, that's not really normal. Like I said, I was trying to get in position to kind of more so. I was chasing that, like, to get in position to try to make the tackle. And the ball just pops up in the air. And I saw that I had a shot, just as good a shot as anyone, so I just kept rolling.
Did they run it back a bunch of times, film study?
We looked at it a couple times. Just, you know what I mean? Because when you see stuff on film, you can see, like, a little reaction. I'm, like, running across a little bit, jogging, and it's just like, I see I can get it. But it's pretty cool to watch and see that reaction. I'm just glad, you know, I was prepared for the situation.
Is it just another example of how resilient that this team has been, that you guys can take advantage of when the ball bounces your way, literally, and be able to take advantage of those situations?
Yeah, we've been very resilient all year and been able to see that since day one. Like, so we lost a lot of guys along the way. We've had some tough games that we've battled through, and even some tough losses that we continue to fight as well. So that's who this team is, and you know, we expect to be that way on Sunday as well, to be able to handle whatever's thrown at us and expect to come out on top.
Case Keenum called that moment the third best moment of his life. You know?
Yeah, I believe him, man. That was crazy. I mean, I'm sitting there, I'm going crazy in the house watching, like, just as a fan of the game, you know, because everyone thinks it's done. All of a sudden you look, I mean, I realized on film that 43 was the last man standing, so when he missed, I'm like, oh my, like, he's going to score. And it was great awareness by Diggs, because he very easily could have just stepped out of bounds in field goal range, but hey, look, you can see him scan and see, like, no one's there. Take it in. That's probably one of the best plays you ever see.
Is there something that to be said for, like, having to recalibrate after having the third best moment of your life, or such a, you know, crazy ending like that, and then resetting as an athlete?
What more motivation do you need to reset? I mean, for them, they're fighting for the opportunity to play the Super Bowl in their home stadium. Like, that's crazy, you know. So as awesome of a moment as it is for us, it's just as big for them as well. And when you understand that, you understand what type of fight it's going to be. They're going to give everything they have and leave it all out there, and we're going to do the same thing. So, I mean, that's what playoff football is all about. Man, to see, you know, the way they earned it and the way we earned ours. You know, again, as a fan, that's what this game's all about.
Torrey, what makes your RPO so impactful? Why have they been so effective all year?
I think we run the ball well, which helps, you know, when you have run-pass options. And you also have quarterbacks that aren't scared to take advantage of it. So, mm-hmm. I think our guys have been comfortable with it all year long, Carson and Cole. So, when we're doing well, it kind of just presents itself. You just take advantage of it when you can.
Is it a hard thing to pull off when you're not running the ball well?
I mean, it's not as easy, but it can be. It just depends.
What do you expect the crowd to be like on Sunday, knowing firsthand what it was like, especially at the end of that game on Saturday night?
It's going to be awesome. Expecting it to be sold out, folks going crazy, loud, very abusive towards the other team, or even us at times. It's going to be an awesome environment. That's what it's all about. It's going to be great weather in Philadelphia, and folks are fired up, and everyone knows it's on the line.